Yeah, I mean, it's like playing against any great player. I mean, you got to try to limit, what they can do. But the guy that gets the ball every play, has his hands on the ball every play, is tougher when it's the quarterback, especially when he can move around and as their leading rusher. So combination of that, the real good pass rushers, they can rush the passer and see the quarterback too. So, we have to be able to do that some. The people have put spies on him. They've done all those things. But, and I thought we played well against them last game. So, I mean, it's a division game. People know each other pretty well. So hopefully that'll give us a little edge.
Wade, can you ever recall any one player, even a quarterback, accounting for a team's offense as much as Russell Wilson has for his, especially a team that has a winning record? I mean, I think it's 32 out of 33 offensive touchdowns that he's.
Yeah, he's having an amazing year, and that's a credit to him, obviously, what kind of player he is. And I hadn't seen a quarterback, although Cam still is, but I mean, when he was running for all those touchdowns, probably still has the most rushing touchdown, Cam I'm talking about, and throwing for touchdowns. But this guy's been consistent with it and won so many games doing it. And, he makes miracle plays. You have him contained. He turns around, runs the other way, and then looks and sees somebody somehow and throws it and makes plays. So, Aaron Rodgers does a little of that, because he can move around. But this guy's really the prototype.
How many similarities do you see with Russell and the guy that you guys just faced in Carson Wentz?
Similarities? Let's see. One of them is in the other one. Wentz is, has had a great year. Certainly he's young, still coming, but makes some big plays. Russell, I mean, Russell's won Super Bowl, so, it's still to be determined as far as and Wentz, I think, is certainly a really good quarterback or possibly a really good quarterback, but we already know this guy is.
Coach, you had problems last week talking with tight ends. Seahawks.
Really?
Seahawks had Jimmy Graham. How would you shut down Jimmy Graham this week? Anything changing from how you guys face the Eagles tight ends?
Every game's its own entity, its own, Jimmy Graham's, especially in the red zone's a real problem because he's so big and he already has 9 touchdown catches. So, you got to be certainly aware of him. We're aware of tight ends. It's who's playing them and how we play them. A lot of these plays last week were challenged. We just made the play. We didn't make the play. But, we hadn't had trouble overall with tight ends, I wouldn't say. I mean, we played pretty good pass defense this year, maybe one of the better in the league. So it's just part of playing good pass defense.
Wait, going forward without Kayvon now, I mean, you played with him, I think, 2 games earlier the season without him. Did that give you a little bit of a template for what you could do personally?
Yeah, I mean, we've had different, and that happens in this league. You have guys go out for a few games and other guys play, and that at least you have to adjust. When you have to adjust during the game itself is the problem. If you've got a week to, practice and do those things, it's a lot better. So we've got guys that have played, certainly, but if they get a week of preparation, it's a lot better. It's harder when they hadn't practiced a whole lot because you're expecting the starter to play and then he gets hurt.
So what have you seen from some of the guys who might have to step up now, like in the secondary for Kayvon?
Troy Hill, came in and played, and Kevin Peterson came in and played for us, and both of them did a pretty good job. So, we feel like we've got some depth there. And certainly Roby played corner, too. I mean, we've got guys that have played there. And like you said, when Kayvon was out, we had some guys that subbed in.
how have you seen Roby kind of grow as an outside corner? Have you seen him make any improvements there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, he's a great competitor. He's especially good against the slot. You know, I would say one of the better, if they not the best in the league, playing against the slot receiver. So he gives you, you know, he gives you that all the time. And we've played basically base defense against three wide receiver offenses and put him on the slot guy this year quite a bit, and it's been successful for us. So, but outside, you know, he's size, you always worry about size, but with him, you worry about size anytime, but they worry about size with their quarterback too, and he makes plays. So the same way with Roby, he makes plays that, you know, you think a bigger guy or a smaller guy can't make, but he does.
On defense, did you get a chance to review Trumaine's play and then the one later in the drive?
Yeah, I mean, we can't have penalties after the play. I mean, I think that's the first one we've had this season, and it cost us at least 4 points and maybe seven, so which is might have been the difference in the ball game. So we know that. I don't think Trumaine was doing anything but talking to the guy, but you never know officials what they're going to – because he said they're good friends, which they probably are. So, I mean, you know, but you just can't do that during a game. You just got to celebrate on your own and don't worry about talking to the other guy. And we learned a tough lesson there, you know, because, like I say, it could have cost us the ball game. And our players know that now.